who's there?
Hi, it's Francine.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? I saw you posted. I just posted a few more things.
Oh, we're just checking it out. Oh, I'm so awesome.
Well, this awareness exercise is very, very cool. Mm-hmm. It'll really expand you.
Good, good. Am I the first one here?
You are. I was actually the first one.
Oh, well, okay. I'm the second one. So how have you been?
Crazy busy, but
crazy,
good.
No kidding. Lots of things are exploding for sure.
Yes.
Falling into place, do you find?
Definitely, definitely. Okay. I just re-recorded the offer for my home study package, The Power of Joy, today.
Okay.
Because I had what I did on manifesting for... whatever, manifesting everything now. I didn't have the package finished.
Yes.
So it was really kind of airy-fairy.
Yeah.
But now this was, I really knocked it out of the ballpark today, she
Good.
Said modestly.
So you recorded or you...
I called the woman who's running this. She's like the assistant. So she had me call in. She read me the last thing that Daniel had said.
Okay.
And then I just went on for 15 minutes, but it was really good.
She
said, oh, I want to buy it.
Okay. Danielle Gutierrez?
Yes.
Is that the one? Oh, that's awesome. I just love his series. It's just...
He's great. Yeah, he's great.
He is.
And he's very, very sweet. He's a very interesting guy. I had him on my show, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a friend. Oh, who's this?
Yeah, it's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Yay. So nice to have you back regularly.
Yeah, thank you. I just actually got in about half an hour ago. We were in B.C. at a chalet out there, so
nice.
It was lovely to be with nature.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. So did you learn anything new about yourself?
We'll
check in a little bit.
Pardon?
We should probably wait for check-in until everybody gets here.
Yeah. Wait. It'll be more special when everybody's here.
Yeah.
I know.
Is that Jean?
No, it's Francine.
Oh, Francine. Hi, Francine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. So how's BC these days?
Oh, well, the weather's been a real kind of roller coaster, but apparently by next week it's going to heat up as it usually does, BC weather-wise, and finally we'll get some summer because they've had a lot of rain, a lot of flooding and this kind of thing, but it we lucked into some lovely days, and I was quite fascinated by sitting on the porch and watching all nature around me. I saw the large woodpecker, you know, the one about 12 inches, and
wow.
It was actually hopping along on the ground with its lovely red plume, you know. Amazing. And a hummingbird came right up to me by the porch, hovered, checked out a light fixture, turned around and looked straight at me. And then went about its way. So I was happy.
Wow.
Wow.
It was beautiful. Beautiful. But I'll tell you why I thought it was kind of great if you want to ask me later when everybody's there.
Awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's been sunny and warm and very hot here in Ottawa. So we just had Canada Day on Sunday. And, of course, Canada Day... in the national capital is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where did you go? What did you do?
Well, I walked out to the Parliament Hill. I have friends who live close by. And during the daytime, there's all kinds of bands. You know, Harper comes out and he says a couple of words. Then the RCMP, you know, in their full reggae come out. And it's an all-day thing, and it runs throughout the night with fireworks, but we didn't stay for the fireworks. We were able to watch it from back at the house.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise it's a long day. But
yeah, and what are those planes? What are those planes again called?
F-28? A
stealth? The flying formation?
Oh, like the Blue Angels or
what's it called?
Oh,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
Blue Angels, and there's oh boy, now I'm forgetting too. There was two or three of them that fly in that different formations.
And when they practice in the morning, they go down. They're out above my house. And
oh yeah, it's
this big rumbling.
It's
you know?
Oh, it's phenomenal. My dad was in the Air Force, and right from when I was a young child, I used to see these guys doing all of their creative flying, and at that point we were based out in France for 3 years. So I've been familiar with all the different groups of planes and have had a love of planes.
Okay.
And my fiancé is a pilot, so I guess planes have followed me.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I remember, you know, being, you know, my godfather was a pilot, and you know, it was just kind of all pervasive all through there. But it's fascinating what these guys can do. I don't know if they're smart or or other, but they're very entertaining, and they have nerves of steel.
Yes.
Very cool.
Have you ever seen the stealth bomber?
I'm not sure what that is.
The stealth bombers look like a Darth Vader Star Wars plane. They're black, and they have they're sort of flat, but they've got quite a wide wingspan on them, and they can go at record speeds. They're quite awesome. Very expensive planes. But that's just one of the ones that I had seen a while ago, and it kind of it's kind of awesome to see them. Yeah. But over the noise, we were talking about the noise.
Yeah.
When I was quite small, 3, 4, 5 years old, that was when we were overseas. We were on. We used to live in a park. And a trailer park, actually, but a big, you know, the big mobile type double trailer things. And the fly path at that time was right overhead. And needless to say, I'm 60 years old now, so we're talking about quite a while ago. Those planes used to break the sound barrier. And I still remember the noise and the flying over of these planes, of these jets. It was pretty loud.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is now 10 after, so we are going to get started, whether anybody shows up or not. We are going to have a very interesting class. We're going to get into some different kind of stuff, which will be interesting. And it'll be fun. So, okay, Donna, tell us. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I was so fascinated with our last, call together when you started talking about angels, and I was just so fascinated. So I had gone out actually to meet a gal who we decided we'd go to Chapters and, you know, go to Starbucks and have a coffee. That's where most business is done, apparently. I basically, it was a lady that I met at a jewelry party through the gym, gals meeting and conversing. And anyway, I was meeting her to talk about doing some possible consultations with her with a wellness clinic. And so anyway, while I was there early because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't late, and I just wanted to make sure I was on time. So I picked up this book on angel therapy. And
Doreen Virtue?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah,
she's
how
great.
Did you know? That was
she's really probably the biggest name out there in terms of angels. That's what
I had
she's
no
known
idea.
For.
I just
yeah, she's awesome.
Perusing the books, and I was this one was the one I picked up, and I've read about three quarters of it. I haven't finished it yet, but you know, talking about when we talked about you know, the archangel Michael, and she was talking about Raphael and all these things. So I had been reading this because we, you know, it was one of those meditative things at the at this cottage that needs lots of work, but in the meantime there were quiet times. And anyway, when and I just finished reading, there's a paragraph in there somewhere about, you know, butterflies or repetitive numbers or hummingbirds or whatever, and I had just finished reading that, went back out on the porch, sat down, Dave was inside, there were just the two of us, and this hummingbird came by. And you know the, those lights, the curly ones now that are, and there's one on the porch there. And it was, this is the daytime, but it must have, maybe the shape, I don't know what it was, attracted this hummingbird. And I love, I have an affinity for hummingbirds. So, I mean, I saw this hummingbird go by, go over to this light, probably realize, no, this is not a flower. But I love those birds. They fascinate me. And you know how they stay airborne? It hovered, and it turned around, and it stayed there, and we were looking at each other eye to eye.
Oh, how awesome.
I wasn't sure, you know, and it talks about, you know, don't let fear get to you about any of these things. But I didn't know what to do because I was taken back. And
great.
This hummingbird stayed there for a few seconds, which is a long time. And then it took off, and I thought, aha, I think this meant something.
It does.
And I was so excited about this and overwhelmed that, I, you know, it'll be with me for a long time. Cause
I'm going to recommend another book, which is Medicine. It's the medicine cards. There's a package, and there's a book that comes with it. And also another one is Animal Speak.
Oh. Animal Speak?
Yeah, because if you're noticing things showing up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's there's a message there.
And sorry, Marbeth, the other one was medicine.
I think, well, there's a box of medicine cards.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can, you know, towards the end of the call, if you remind me, I will go in and I will get the book, but it's in the other room.
Okay.
In a drawer. So, I can, you know, contact you afterwards with it.
Oh, that would be
me.
Lovely.
You have to remind me. I've got a lot of things running around in my head.
Okay. But
that
was
awesome.
That just sent shivers up. I was so excited. I ran into the, you know, into the chalet and said, Dave, you're never going to believe this.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, and also notice if things just show up repetitively.
Yeah.
That's a message.
Yeah.
You know, you need to look at that.
Well,
but, you know,
I thought this was great.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we had a really nice weekend together. An exceptional weekend together. So I thought, okay. You know, this is good. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very cool. So what? So that was something that came up from last week. Anything else come up from last week?
Well, the meeting and then getting the book and just trying to look at, you know, I looking at fears and trying to let some of these fears go because.
And how are you doing that?
I remind myself. I'll get the anxiety, the heart. You know, will go faster and all of
right.
that. And then I'll remind myself, like, why am I allowing this to do this to me? Like, take up all this negative energy. It's not benefiting me or anybody else, and I have to let that go and really try and work on that. So it's not that it's easy, but it's reminding me that this is what I have to work on.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, you have some tools, sweetie.
Yeah, and then learning about, you know, remembering about the box and everything. I mean, in our last class, we talked about energies, and I don't think, Francine, I don't think, well, you weren't there last week, right, Francine?
No, but I listened to it today.
Okay, because today when I got home, I just, like I had checked on the emails before Marbeth, and I just noticed in that class there was the call, you know, the review of the call.
Right.
But I didn't pick up any other information from...
No, I didn't post it. I kept trying, but it just wasn't going to come.
But you know what? Did you post something on the phone call?
No.
Okay.
Did
this
I? I don't think so.
Okay.
We did. You know, I try to pack a lot of information in.
I know. Well, you know what? When I came home, and I'm, you know, like I come home and I just want to get everything, you know, away because that's the way I am. And then I thought, oh, right away I have to check my messages because I've got to make sure that the kids are fine and my mom is fine and nothing's happened. So I listened to the messages. And you were on some kind of a call.
Huh.
About healing. And I didn't even, like, I went, what? And I thought, oh, you know what, maybe there's something that you sent because I've been away and I haven't even been on my emails.
Well, today I was on News for the Soul.
Well, you know what? Then somebody sent me part of that call.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, and it was so interesting because I was taking the call into one particular direction.
Yeah.
And she just fixated on something I said, and it went off into a whole different place than I had planned, and it was very interesting, you know.
Well, I
you know, and I'm
going to
give you guys a couple of very cool yoga exercises too, but not tonight.
Okay.
They will be up very shortly.
Okay.
But
isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
It was your voice, definitely.
It's funny.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to skip this because I've got to do all these things within the next 20 minutes and I won't have time to listen to it, so I'll come back to it.
Oh, how funny. Well, I'd be curious.
Yeah.
But I hadn't sent you anything today. And Francine, what's going on with you?
Well, it's interesting that you... When I was listening to the call today, what stood out for me was when you talked about the Archangel Michael. And so you have to appreciate this was the first time I was listening to it. And I came upstairs and I looked at my desk and I just wanted to do a little bit of work. And I have some Doreen Virtue cards from the...
Oh, no way!
And... the one that was right there was Archangel Michael.
Uh-oh.
I know. And his message was, you can do it. And so that was earlier today. And tonight, just a couple, literally 5 minutes before the call, I'll say, oh, I see what my goddess guidance, because I also have from Doreen the goddess cards.
The goddess cards, yeah, they're great.
To say. And I pulled out a card, and in the message was a reference to Archangel Michael. And I said, oh, come on, like, what's he trying to tell me now?
Oh, isn't that fun?
So his name's come up 3 times today.
Wow.
But you know what came together in the last 24 hours is just amazing.
Really?
There is a newsletter that I've been wanting to get out for 6 months. Back in November, December, I might have put out one or two issues. And, you know, for some reason, it just fell off my plate. It wasn't something that I was looking at. So every month or every couple of months, I put it back on my goals for the month. And sure enough, it wouldn't come together. And last week, I started a coaching course. It's like a review of a course I've already done. And it's like 7 weeks about values. And the instructor asked us to pick a value that we wanted to focus on. And the first thing that popped in my mind was organization. because if I get more organized, I'm going to get this newsletter out. However, yesterday when I was on an accountability call and we were talking about goals, and it was like, you know what? Organization doesn't motivate me.
No, it doesn't motivate me either, unfortunately.
No, okay. But it was like I felt like I needed to work on this discipline, like just whatever it is, like.
And then you resist it.
Crunched down. Like determined. I should be, this should, it's like I have to work against the flow. Like I have to really motivate myself and get organized. And then I got this breakthrough aha was, you know what, I'm not. That's not really a value for me. What is value, though, is communicating. Because I have a big message for the world. And I'm thinking, wow, my newsletter is a way to communicate.
Beautiful.
And in 24 hours, I put together all the content, my article, my announcements, and I popped it off to the VA. Something that I could not muster for 6 months, I did it in 24 hours.
That's right. The same thing, you have to phrase things correctly.
Yes.
You know, for example, you know, like I did a home study package and I couldn't do it because I kept calling it a product.
Okay.
And my friend said to me,
right.
It's a creation. As soon as he said that, that was it. It was like ready to go.
And so the funny thing about, I was listening to the call, and you talked about chakras, and every time I think about communicating or communication, I feel it in my throat, and my mouth opens. Mouth opens. I don't know, like it's no sound, it just feels naturally as if something wants to come out.
Well, you know, your throat chakra does have to do with creation. Although, as we will be discussing tonight, this is a wonderful segue. We will be getting into body smarts.
Okay.
Yes. Which is, and is there anything else you want to share? Have you had any challenges besides that one, which was wonderful?
Oh, there was just a one about, let me see, not my stuff. Yes, I'm an empath, and yes, I take on stuff. Not as much as before, but I'm more conscious of it now. Like I could actually say, oh, this situation, because I shared it with another person, I have, like, there was sadness, like really deep. Like he shared, my partner, my husband, shared some really raw, emotions from his childhood. It was really touching, very vulnerable, and it was sad, it was profound. And, you know, I helped him with that, but after he resolved it, like some of it, I carried it for a while, but I was aware.
Good.
And all I needed to do was to express it loudly, share it with somebody else, and it was gone. I said, okay, I feel better.
Well, are you sure you weren't giving it to them?
Oh, maybe I just gave it, passed it along. Maybe I did.
You know, when you're aware of it, you can just push it out. You say, okay, this isn't mine. Here, take this. And you just ask the angels, Archangel Michael, here, take this to the light for me.
Take this away. Okay.
You know, and that may be why he's coming up. He's like, I'm here. Use me.
Right. Give it to me. That's right. That's what he's saying. There you go.
Francine, can I ask you a question? Is that okay to interject here? I just wondered, when you were saying about the newsletter, what sort of things are you involved with that?
Oh, it's because I'm a professional life coach.
Oh, you're a professional coach.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
So I work with, you know, overextended women who want to get out of overwhelm. You know, it's what we traditionally call the superwoman.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of women, you know, just struggling with too much on their plate.
Yeah.
And they're missing the boat about, you know, they're not living in alignment with their values. They've forgotten who they are. They take on so much stuff that's not their own
sounds like probably 90% of females.
You know what? It is. So I've got a big mission.
Yeah.
You do.
So, yeah, I put together some content for, and actually I think it's becoming a book. And that's kind of what how I positioned it in the article or in the newsletter. Is this is the part one, a four-part story or four-part series on the superwoman archetypes.
That's beautiful. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations,
well,
Francine. That's awesome.
Thank you. But it was like a minor shift that was so profound.
It is.
And it just opened up, like it became clear. Like,
well, words are very powerful.
Yes.
You know, when you're thinking of something as, oh, I have to do this, well, you know, you don't want to do it.
Yes.
But when, you know, it was like the shift for me to change it to creation from product. You know, it's the same thing. It was like, oh, now I can really, you know, just let my creativity rip. And for you. You know, it's what you just had to look at what it was really about for you.
Yeah. And that feels so good. It just feels more and more becoming aligned, getting into the flow, that ease that comes with it.
That's really beautiful. I had an email from Jane. She says she had to go to Weight Watchers tonight, but she'll be on the call a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk a little further about the chakras. Did you guys
both
get a chance to download the new info that's up?
Well, I just took a. I didn't read what it said, but I saw the diagram, and yes, I can access the document.
Okay.
When was that info sent then?
About 3 minutes before the class.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
I'm going to run through a wonderful exercise, and I just want to, you know, just take you through it because sometimes to hear it. And to have somebody take you through it will make it more real and more comprehensible. So basically, this is an exercise that's going to raise your Kundalini energy and open your awareness and balance you. We're going to work with prana, which is the life force energy or chi that we access through our breath. And it energizes your whole being, and you're going to use your breath and your focus to raise this energy up through your spine, and in the process, you're going to awaken and balance your chakras. And those, as we said last week, we're going to go over them in more depth this week, and we're going to get into the body system and use that as a in a whole different way, shall we say. So we're going to be we'll be awakening and balancing these chakras that are the energy centers that are situated in strategic locations all through the body. And the chakras are, you know, you'll see them located in slightly different places in different schools of thought. But we're basically working with the Hindu or Ayurvedic system. So when you do this exercise, you may experience the prana flowing. You may perceive warmth in the area of your focus. So you might feel it because we're going to be focusing on each chakra individually. And you might also get a sense of the chakra filling up with energy. You might get a sudden rush of energy. You may perceive something completely unique to you. It's all okay. So, you know, many people are going to feel wonderful. Their body was going to feel more balanced. They may feel more energy. And the more you practice, the better it can get. And there was a period of time when I did this almost religiously. Mm-hmm. I love this particular exercise. And you're opening your spine to allow the Kundalini energy to flow. So it's really good. Now, if when you're doing it that you find yourself experiencing troubling thoughts or visions, just relax and release them. You don't need to, you can shift your focus.
you can just allow them. You don't judge them. You know, it's just some stuff coming up for clearing. And you just let it go. And if you're having problems letting it go, you have your vaporizing box. So, you know, you can just say, okay, you're annoying. Go in the box, you know, zap, and you're gone. So in order to do this, you really want to have a straight spine. So you can either sit in a cross-legged position or you sit on the edge of your chair, because the root chakra is at the very base of the spine. And if you look at the diagram, it goes front, back, and down through the perineum. And so you want that perineum, you know, that space that's between your sex organs and your anus. It's a it's an important point in yoga. And in Kundalini yoga, we actually do something called, for the root chakra, we do a root lock. We're not going to be doing it in this exercise, but it's something that we do to move the energy up. So the root is very important. So when you're sitting in a cross-legged position, it's actually not sitting on the ground. So if you're on the edge of the chair, you really don't just want to make sure that, you know, you got some space. So now you want to tuck your chin in a little bit, and that is another lock. There are three locks in yoga. You have the root lock, you have the neck lock, which is called the Jalandhar bond. The locks are called bonds. And then you also have a diaphragm lock, which I'm just saying that it's just incidental. But we're going to be working a lot with the body tonight. So you're tucking your chin in a little bit, and what that does is it straightens the back of your neck. You want your spine to be as straight as possible so that the energy can flow easily up. And you're going to inhale and exhale through your nose. And your belly is going to expand on the inhale and contract on the exhale. So you want your breath to be regular breath, even, consistent, and, you know, pretty mellow, nothing dramatic. So now you place the tip of your tongue on the upper palate, just behind your front teeth. This is very important. So and then you're going to, you know, as I said, either sit on the cushion or, you know, on the edge of the chair. Then you breathe through each chakra one at a time, 3 minutes per chakra. And you're going to begin with the first one at the perineum, and you're going to work gradually, chakra by chakra, up to the seventh one at the crown. And when you have finished with each chakra, you're going to focus on the area that's around you and energize this area strongly with your breath. So you're going to be breathing into the area around you, into your I would say your auric space. And then when you're finished, and I'll walk you through it, I'll take you through it for about a minute per chakra. We don't have the time on this call to do it for 3 minutes, but I just so that you will understand. And then when you're finished, you notice the smells and sounds around you. And then you rub your hands together so you get a little friction. And wash your face with your hands. You go up and down 3 times. Zoop, 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 zoop. Or alternatively, you can run your fingers through your hair. And then you just get up and go about your day. Now, you don't want to shower after you do this. So, you know, you get up and shower and then you would do this. So it's just a way of energizing your body and really clearing out your chakras, because you're when you're doing this, you're breathing in and out. You're just visualizing that you're breathing in and out through the chakra. So you're breathing, when you're breathing in and out through the, and I will time this. I have to find my timer. I got it. Okay. So I will time this for you, and whenever you're ready and comfortable, let me know. Okay. You guys good?
Yep.
Okay. So
yeah,
again,
I'm good.
Good. So okay. So just a little refresher. You're either sitting cross-legged or on the edge of your seat with your feet flat on the floor. And now we're going to bring your consciousness as you breathe in through your nostrils, through your nose. But you're imagining that you're breathing in and out through your perineum, through that root chakra. I keep putting the mouse on. I put the timer on the mouse. Okay. I just breathe in and out through the perineum. And now move your consciousness up to your second chakra on that diagram in front of you. And breathe in and out, front and back. That's the sacral chakra. And now move up to your solar plexus, inhaling and exhaling front and back. They have it a little higher there. It's really a couple inches above your navel. And then up into your heart chakra, inhaling and exhaling front and back. And now the throat chakra.
And now we're moving up to the third eye, which is between your eyebrows, in and out. And now through the crown chakra. And this one, just let the energy come in. Just feel yourself inhaling. You may feel a little pressure at the crown. It's your crown chakra opening. And now breathe in and out through every pore of your body into the space all around you. Now rub your hands together, make a lot of friction, and wash your face up and down three times, or rub your fingers through your hair. And what did you guys notice? Francine, what did you notice?
I had to unmute there for a sec. For the first three chakras, I was mostly focusing on my breath, and I'm not sure if I'm doing the breathing right, but I wanted to get it right, so that's what. So all my attention, but I felt really calm, like it was really, really serene place. And so as I was moving up to the different chakras, it was when it was moving up that I became a little bit more conscious about it, because my head starts to bob, and it was very, very subtle at first, you know, from the throat and, you know, to the middle eye. But when it got to the crown, I was like almost a full bobbing all over the place. And
that's the Kundalini energy, sweetheart.
That's the energy, eh? That was beautiful. It's delicious. It really feels awesome. But this is what I've experienced for the first time, was when you talked about the aura, that space just outside of my body, the bobbing changed. It was no longer the front and back kind of thing. It was kind of confused. It was doing like these little circle eights.
Which is infinity.
What's that?
It's infinity, circle eight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. You'll find body moves in different ways when you are actually when you're releasing DNA programming or DNA patterning. Your body starts to move. Your whole body will start to move in a circular manner as it's on. It's like the DNA strands are unraveling, which is very interesting. I've seen that, and I've experienced that a lot. So interesting. So yeah, this, and we only did it for 1 minute.
Okay.
You could start it for a minute and then work up to three.
I was going to say, oh my God, did a half an hour go by so fast?
No, we only did it for a minute for chakra. And really, you know, you can start there. This is very powerful. You know, I had 3 minutes on there, but start with one.
Okay.
And work up slowly, because if you haven't done this before, you know, it could be intense. In a good way.
Let me review the breathing with you again.
Huh?
Can I review the breathing again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it the same breathing that you talked about last week where it's this contraction, meaning going in on the breath out? Is that correct?
Yes, your belly expands as you inhale, and it contracts as you exhale.
That is very awkward.
It's a little awkward, but most people breathe up in their chest. Most people breathe up in their chest, which is really shallow. And, you know, we studied breath. You know, especially like if people are stressed, there's a very shallow breathing and you're really not getting enough prana, enough oxygen. And so just, you know, just a matter of just letting your belly open and close.
Okay.
It's just, it may feel a little awkward at first, and your scalp may start. Do you notice anything in your scalp?
Just the warmth.
Okay.
Because,
you know, if you were doing this like 3 minutes at a time per chakra, like I'm just sitting here, you know, just from this, because I've done a lot of this work.
Sure.
And my crown is like all itchy because it's open.
Itchy,
you know, it opens up.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that happens. It don't scratch it. You know what? Because otherwise you can just close right up again.
Okay.
So, and what about you, Donna? What did you notice?
Well, I was remembering after to learn the technique when you're inhaling for that breath to go both front and back. At first, I was just imagining the breath coming in from the front. And then I thought, no, it's both the front and back, right? That you're imagining taking a breath in, and then working on, you know, the diaphragm breathing, you know, getting the breath to come right down into the stomach and not just leaving it up at the top. So
there's another breath that we can do with this. It's called the yin breath, and you're just inhaling so slowly that it's almost like nothing is happening.
Yeah, and then letting it through.
And then you exhale as if nothing is happening, so you're barely moving. It's so slow. And you could try it with the yin breath and see how that works for you.
Well, interesting you say that, Marbeth, because at some point that's what my breath wanted to do.
Yeah, then go with that, because that's what... It's an alternative breath.
Okay.
You have two options.
It was such like it was so soft.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And yes. I noticed that tension when we got to the throat chakra, and then as we were doing it, it released. And then when we went to the top chakra,
the crown,
boy, did I ever feel a lot of pressure.
Yes, right. That's your crown chakra is opening.
Yeah, and I felt that, and I thought, okay, well, that's what's going on. So I just went with that.
Yeah, you know, like I learned this several years ago at a really amazing workshop in Kauai, and it's very, very powerful. It's really quite wonderful. So, okay.
we are in the body. Now, do you notice how present you are now? Do you notice that you are really in your body? And your body may feel a little different than it did before? Just notice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wanted to talk a little more about the chakras and the body in general and the organs of the body and the body. The body, the body, the body. So the upper, I spoke a little bit about this last week, but I wanted to get into it in greater depth. The upper body is really the realm of the spirit. The upper three chakras, the throat, the third eye, or the Ajna chakra, and the crown are the realm of spirit. And the lower three chakras, the perineum, which is the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, they are really the realm of the physical and more about not creative. So the upper body would be, the upper body is not creative. Above the heart chakra, the heart divides heaven and earth, basically. The heart is just a whole entity into itself. And the upper body is the realm of the spirit, the lower the realm of the physical or the power. And it's the lower body is creative. It's the lower body that makes babies and digestive juices and feces. It does the whole digestive thing down there. And the upper body is not creative. The organs are more complex. We have the brain as opposed to the lower intestines, or the intestines in general, or the stomach, or, those are very simple. They're like mechanical. But the upper body is more about spirit and wisdom. And the lower body lower body is about the physical and power, and it's also about creation. So the upper body is eternal, accessing spirit, and the lower is more permanent. So there's a difference definitely between the two. So we're going to learn how to operate within the body. So first I wanted to do a little review on the heart space. And basically, we want to remember how to get into the heart space. That was the very, very first lesson that I gave you because it was the most important. And it allows for absolute truth without judgment. It's a place where you don't have any judgment. And it allows you to really know what is real for you, what is safe for you. One of my teachers said, it allows you to remain safe. If the heart stays clear, you have nothing to fear. So basically, your heart is clear. When you have been practicing what we've learned up until now, but you could go into your heart space and if you're kinesthetic and you can feel what's going on in your body, and you've cleared it. You've used the vaporizing box. You've used the forgiveness. You've released any energy that's not yours. Then, you're in a clear place. And so you can evaluate safety. You can evaluate truth from untruth because you'll know it. You can drop things into your heart space. And your heart will tell you, is this true or not? You can enjoy co-creating, because we co-create with spirit. And you can enjoy having clear relationships. So our hearts are infinitely connected, interconnected to everything in the universe. But in our daily life, we've learned to focus so that we only tune into one thing at a time. So one of the things you can do is to practice tuning into different things with your heart, even if they're not present in your current physical time and space. Do you want me to repeat that? Practice tuning into different things with your heart space, even though they're not around you. You know, you have a friend or a loved one that's far away. In your heart space, you can access them. So you can just practice this. So we're also going to talk, a little bit more about the heart. So here's an exercise to get yourself into your heart space by using your posture. So put your head back on your shoulders. You know, have your head straight on your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Straighten your back so you're tucking in the small of your back forward and breathe. We'll go back to breath. Breath is important. And you pull back from your eyes. In your eyes, pull back into the middle of your head. And you place your consciousness into your heart. And notice, because the upper part of your body is light, and the lower part below the heart is dense. So try that and see. Are you able to notice that?
I feel a difference between the upper part and the lower part for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the head and the heart. We're going to actually learn about using the heart with the head and with with the pelvis. We're going to learn how to work with the pelvis. I mentioned this a little bit last week, but we're going to do this. I had thought about doing something a little different for the class, but I had such a strong pull to do this. So we're working with bringing the awareness into the body. But I wanted to also speak before we do that a little bit about frequency. So above the heart, the frequency is high. And below the heart space, the frequency is low. So what do we mean by low frequency? So low frequency is where we create and where we exercise free will. So the upper frequencies are receptive and the lower are creating. So if we want to access low frequency, well, let's look at low frequency. First of all, for many years, low frequency was considered to be bad. And it's true that low frequency is very often a power. The lower you go, the more powerful you are. So, you know, most of us women, some of us may not even be in the body. You know, although you guys, because you've been working with me, you're more comfortable in your heart space. You've cleared out a lot of the stuff that made it less than comfortable to be there. So you are more in your body and you are noticing, you know, the higher and the lower. But the lower frequencies, you know, because we're talking, you know, like our sex organs and I know the lower areas, it's just been really given a very bad rap. And if your lower frequencies can, if they're misused, can be harmful. And because evil things have been done from low frequencies, from a place of power. But by itself, it's neither good nor bad. There is no judgment on it. So first of all,
you can access the lower frequency, you know, like my teacher taught us to do, which was to actually bring your consciousness down into your pelvis, going from your head into your heart space and then down into your pelvis. You can access, do this by accessing things that you already know. Excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of water. So you could think of something that you can reference. So if you've had children, you access childbirth, or you access sex. That brings your awareness down into that part of your body. So why would you do that? Because it's going to take you to the place where you can create. This is a very powerful place. Can you feel the power while you're here? Now, there is low frequency in nature. When you were out in nature, Donna, you were in a place where the frequency was low without any of the sexual energy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's very low. Can you feel that? You there, Donna?
I'm here. I'm thinking. I never thought about it.
You can actually access low energy by connecting with a very big oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that as a very low energy. You can actually move your consciousness up and down within your body. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, what was that thing I wanted to look up? Okay, it's over here, I think. Yeah, so the human body, now that we're moving around inside your body, If it has, it should feel very soft and pliable and smooth and energized and relaxed, self-assured, safe, poised for action inside. When you're kind of scanning inside, welcome home. This is your body. This is a tool for creation. I know this is very new. But if you teach your head to go down into your heart, which we've been doing, and then you become conscious of your pelvis, you can balance the pelvis with the heart, and you can also learn to think with your pelvis. So that's a place where you could start to learn how to create from. Is that sounding very weird?
It's just a different way of thinking.
It's a very different way. There's a lot that we can learn from actually doing this. Can you feel?
I'm still processing the first part, so you got to slow down.
I know. There's a lot here, so take your time with it.
Okay.
You know, I really debated about going into this with you guys because this is vast, and I'm not going in very deep.
Okay. I find that walking in the forest close to my house is very grounding.
Yes.
That's
it's very
what
grounding.
That is, right? I had
yes.
not recognized it as dense or like
I didn't say dense.
Okay.
I said low frequency.
Low frequency. Okay. Low frequency. Because I find it is very clearing.
It's very clearing.
And the favorite part of my day is first thing in the morning, I pick raspberries in my yard.
Oh, but, I used to do that when I lived in Haiti.
Oh, you know what?
Nice.
It is so, it's just my, it's I just love that time. But I hadn't realized that within a very short time, I'm kicking into productive mode.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, so when you're bringing your consciousness lower in your body, you can actually bring your consciousness way down into the earth. You can move lower. And one of the things about this that's very interesting is that, you know, if people who are not very conscious are exercising power around you, if you actually go lower than they are, they don't want to be around you. They'll leave without you having to do anything else. Isn't that interesting?
That could come in handy sometimes.
It can. It can. So, you know, instead of thinking, oh, gosh, that person is really obnoxious over there, you just bring your awareness down low. You can gauge where they are sometimes, or you just go lower and lower until you feels right. You know, sometimes it's down in your knees, might be down in your feet, or it could be under the ground. But they'll find that, you know, that suddenly you have a power and a presence that they don't want to be around. So that's pretty interesting. So using your heart, did you have any questions about using your heart?
You were talking about using your heart in conjunction with your lower body.
Right. So
can
what
you
you're basically doing is you're expanding your heart field all the way down into your lower body. And you can expand it up to your head so that your head and your heart are working together. So how are you going to tell? I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, so if you want someone to not get close to you or want them to go away, you're thinking low frequency. But
exactly.
If you want the opposite to happen, then you're bringing that up to your heart.
Exactly. You're connecting from your heart space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can also access truth by being in your heart space. And so how to do that is, say you have a decision. Should I do this or should I do that? And you really don't know how to make that decision. So by putting it into your, dropping it into your heart. And then you just see, what is it telling me to do? Is when I put this in my heart, does it go clunk and drop down into my solar plexus and feel really uncomfortable? Or does it feel heavy in my heart? Or does it feel yummy? You see? So you can actually start to navigate your life and let your heart decide for you. Because that's really your connection to the divine. I think I mentioned last week, I hope I did. If I didn't, I'm going to tell you now, that the heart has 5,000 times bigger magnetic field than the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this last age, you know, the Piscean age was all about the brain, the intellect. But a much greater intellect is in your heart. And when you can use the brain or the mind and the heart in conjunction with each other, well, you have something really powerful. But now you have another very powerful thing, because this is where you create from, bringing your awareness down here. In fact, you know, going into the chakras again, you know, talking about the second chakra, the sacral chakra, is about creativity. And the first chakra is about manifestation. So when you were doing that exercise on the chakra awareness, you're clearing out the energy in those chakras, you're activating them, and you're becoming much more powerful. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to get into, I'm going to touch on something. Okay, I keep getting, I should need to tell you. Okay, so sometimes when you're checking in your body, you'll notice that different, you may find that there's a density in the upper part of your body. Now, you have a choice. You can put it in the vaporizer, or you can just move it down. And that brings your body into balance so that light is above and the denser is below. I know. Do you need me to say that again?
Okay, let me ask you a question. If I feel a tightness in my throat.
Okay.
Okay, I usually know there's an emotional, something emotional going on.
There's a little density there.
Yes. So you're telling me to bring it down in my body.
So imagine yourself, you can even take your hand and move it down to where it wants to go.
Okay.
Into your, actually it wants to go out into your aura just a little bit, but around your navel, but a little to the left. It's still shifting.
Oh.
Playing in the energy field. Welcome to my world, Francine.
Okay. Can your body give you signs that something's not right inside? Like, I mean, medically not right inside?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because we're talking about the body, and does the body tell you, like, gives you warning signs for, can you will disease in your body?
People do create disease in their body because they're not tuned in to what's going on. For example, cancer is very often anger that's trapped, so it manifests itself in turning itself on you, in your body. Louise Hay, and she's really so amazing, she was diagnosed with cancer. I think it was uterine cancer. And she said, no, I'm not going to have an operation. I don't believe in it. She was a Christian Science minister. And so she had been raped as a child, and, you know, by several people. She had a very, very difficult upbringing. And she had never really released it, so she had went to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and did, you know, worked with them. She had reflexology, and she released everything. And when she went back to the doctor, there was no trace of it. It was gone.
Wow, I didn't know that about her.
Mm. Yeah, she's really quite an amazing woman. She, you know, she ran away from home because she was being beaten by her stepfather.
Oh.
You know, she definitely is really quite an amazing woman. So, okay, any more questions?
I think it seems like to me that one of the ways to work on this too is to find time in the day, every day, even if it's just for a few minutes, to do meditation of some form, to get more in tune with your body and doing these things and listening to what it's saying, or just letting it be.
Absolutely. So I'm feeling, Donna, you got something going on in your chest?
I didn't think so. I'm not aware of it.
Okay, I'm just asking, because I'm feeling it, and it's not mine.
Okay.
I don't think it's Francine. I'm feeling like it might be you.
Okay.
So just bring your awareness into your heart space. There's a density in your chest. There's a density in your chest. So let's practice this technique and just move it down.
And I actually see it inside, like in your belly. Just move it down into your belly. That feels better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely feels better. I'm sitting here yawning and releasing energy. Because you want the density below, it doesn't belong up above. But there's something else there that was underneath that. Can you feel that?
Well, in my heart, in my heart chakra?
In your chest, your upper chest.
It feels like almost like butterflies or something, maybe. You know that butterfly? I'm not
it
sure.
It isn't yours. You're carrying it, but it's not yours.
It's not mine.
No, it's not yours. So let's just release it. That's better. That's better. Very cool. So you can now. I'm just going to going over what we went over tonight, because playing in this field in the body is really, you know, we want to balance the body between the upper and the lower chakras, where the light, the high vibration is above the heart space, the low vibration is below the heart space. And then this is the place where we can create. For example, money and creating money and doing business does not belong in your heart. Can you see that? It's got to go down. And so, if, for example, you know, if somebody is an accountant and he's, you know, he's kind of up in his head or up in his heart, you know, because he may love it, but he's up here rather than down below, it could create heart issues for him. Because he needs to have it at a lower place. He needs to be working from that lower place. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just a different way. So one of the things I want you guys to do is to practice looking through your pelvis, seeing the world through your pelvis. And we did this, you know, my friends and I, learning how to do this. He, you know, you had to, like, almost practice having a baby, you know, to get down low enough.
The image that comes up, I'm thinking, oh, my God, and because you said that the root is manifestation.
That's right.
So if I'm looking with the filter of manifestation, yeah, I'm giving birth all the time.
That's right. So you want to be down there. Manifestation is your root chakra.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm gonna also post a really extensive list of the chakras and a description of them. Because,
okay,
you know,
be helpful, my best.
It's going to be very helpful.
Thank you.
I was hoping to get it up by today, but there was too many other things happening. But it'll be up either tonight or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And as the root chakra is red, and so on the negative side, that can be aggression or anger. So, but it also, it's about security. It's about manifestation. It's about trust. And even, like, you know, your tribe. So if you're not feeling that you belong, you know, in your family or even on the planet, and that's where it comes from. It has to do with your finances and your work and your home and your family. So there's a lot that it has to do with. And then it also governs, you know, physical areas too. So by your doing this exercise that I taught you today, you're going to be, you know, constantly balancing your chakras. It does clear them as well. And you're going to be more in tune with what's going on in your body.
So that's really important. So the second chakra is, the color is orange. It's called the Manipura chakra or the sacral chakra. And that rules your personal power and your will, as well as your metabolism. So it's creativity and, you know, personal power, self-esteem, strength of, no, that's the third one. Shoot. I'm like, no, that's not right. I'm reading the wrong stuff. I'm reading this and saying, no, this is the third chakra. No, it is the third chakra. No, the second one is creativity, and it's orange, and its element is water, and it governs your emotions, creativity, and sexuality. So your self-worth, your confidence in your creativity, and your ability to relate to others in an open, friendly way. So in its influence, what's really interesting is that it's influenced by how emotions were expressed or repressed in your family during your childhood. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, so anyway, so it really is very, very important in the manifestation process, in the creativity, because here's where you're going to be creating from. This is where we create babies. And all of our projects are babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we create from. And then, of course, the third one is about your will. It's really golden, and it's very, very important. Its element is fire, and that is about personal power and will. So, you know, on the negative side, it's self-centeredness and egoism. And if you have issues with those issues, like personal power, self-esteem, strength of will, self-mastery, self-confidence, you know, et cetera, that's the chakra. And then, of course, there's the heart. The anahata, but the heart is so much more than a chakra. It really is the place where you can navigate your life. And, you know, just being in your heart space as much as you can. And I know the more you spend time practicing there and you start to really access, you can access other people. You can access other places. You can access other dimensions from this heart space. So it's very limitless. It will never lie to you. Your body will never lie. So I just wanted to ask you guys, how have you been doing with the muscle testing and tuning into the body in that way?
That one I find still challenging, but I'm still working on it.
Why is that challenging?
Well, I've done the ring one where you use your forefinger and your thumb.
Yes.
And flip it on, and then, you know, if it's yes, then it won't pull apart, and if it's no, it'll pull apart. It's not strong. And then I thought of the visual, like a dial, you know.
Like
where
a pedometer type thing?
Yes, where it's, you know, to the left it can be yes, and to the right it's no, or maybe it's somewhere in the middle. And I haven't found either one of them to be strong.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm maybe not going about it in the right way.
Okay, here's another one. You can access your body through a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a pendant on a string or a chain, and you can ask your body what's yes, what's no, what's I don't know, and what's I don't want to answer.
Yeah.
And see what happens with the pendulum. I started using one years ago. And
is that a crystal that you're using? Or
you can use a crystal, but you don't have to.
Okay, yeah.
I would just use a necklace at one point, you know.
Yeah, so I can just use one of my necklaces. And
yeah, if it's on a chain with a pendant. And
yeah.
Then, you know, just for me, going clockwise in a circle was yes, and going counterclockwise was I don't want to answer, and no was back and forth, right to left, and I don't know was up and down, basically, forward and back. But for you, it could be totally different. You have to ask it, what's yes? What's no? And, you know, and ask it things like, would be a strong response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can play with it, like my name is, you know, give yourself a fake name.
Right.
Or this is good for me, or that's, and or maybe just, for me, I was in such a dark place, and I didn't really know how to access my, what I was actually going on with me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the pendulum really gave me so many insights into what was really happening.
I'll
really
try
shocked
that one.
Me.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
You know, in a really good way. It was really awesome. So
yeah.
What are you having challenges with anything else? Because I want to know. If any of you guys, when you're listening, you're having challenges with anything, write me. Let me know. And also, use the Facebook site.
Right.
It's there so we can all interact. I'm not trying to give you things that are gonna stump you guys. But I do want to take you into places where you can get much clearer about who you are and where you're going. And also, in the same way, to be clearing out crap. And this is just a different way, because if the density is in the lighter area, it doesn't belong there. So that's just something, another way of noticing what's going on here. It's just another tool.
Okay. I'm going to try that pendant thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Francine? Are you having any difficulty with anything?
No, just on that note, though, Marbeth, I haven't had any challenges where I've had to ask a yes or a no.
Okay.
To find out, you know, where. But that type of situation, I just check inside, and I don't know how the answer comes, but I just know.
And that works. That's all you need to know.
It works, and it's never a second guess. I
mm-hmm.
just have to check to see internally, just, you know. And sometimes it's a pause. I'll just pause, and other times I'll just put it out there to the universe, and I'll wait.
Right.
And then I'll just know.
Yeah. Well, you just have to ask. And, you know,
yeah.
And sometimes it's like you just need to practice. Don't get upset if you don't get your answer right away.
Yeah.
You know, if you just expect that it's going to happen.
That's right. Yeah.
Then things are going to start to shift.
But
you'll start to know. All of a sudden you'll say, oh, guess what? It really happened.
So I won't intend challenges in my life, because I love my life as it is. But at least I'll have extra tools that I could play with whenever that happens. So what kind of issues or topics would you ask that kind of, or use that kind of tool? Like, what situation best suits that kind of
tool? What kind of tool? Which one?
Either the muscle test or the pendant.
Well, for example, you're feeling something, you're not comfortable, and you're wondering, is this mine?
Okay.
Or is this somebody else's?
Sure.
So, I mean, that's just a really quick example. Or you're debating, you could even say, should I take that road or that road, you know? Because, so, you know, we might have traffic going one way or another.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, or, you know, on bigger life decisions, too.
Mm.
You just really want to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, so you're not having, and Donna, are you experiencing anything? What have you guys noticed so far in the class in terms of your own personal growth?
Well, the tools are really good to use, and just understanding more knowledge, I guess, is, I don't know, I'm probably oversimplifying. But
no, you're doing great.
But I think those are two biggies.
Yeah.
And, you know, feeling that, most people experience these types of things. And, you know, it's great to know that I now have a way that I can use to help with that path, you know, whether it be for myself or for somebody else.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I know your path is definitely going down a healing way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these are things that are going to be able to help you. because you can actually tap in. You can do surrogate muscle testing. You can ask surrogately because we're all interconnected,
mm-hmm.
especially at the heart space. The heart is interconnected with everything in the universe. And there are no limits. So how wonderful is that?
It's more than awesome.
I know. So great. So, well, you're feeling much more clearer than when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's great. So are you still, like, you know, like moving through and, you know, just releasing and, you know, I know you said you were noticing things. And sometimes it's a challenge. You can say, you can ask. Here's another way you can ask. What tool should I be? Should I be using this tool or that tool?
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, your body, then suddenly you'll start to know stuff. Things, you know, the more you ask, you know, your body isn't used to being asked. And, you know, so you have to kind of communicate with each other and figure out how it's going to tell you. You could also ask your body, give me a way you're going to show me how you're going to communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that maybe your left finger, you know, pointer finger twitches, you know.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, you might get a little, a friend of mine gets a little pull in the side of her chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all unique. And the thing is that when we start to really incorporate these wonderful tools that we have, it's just absolutely amazing. It just, you know, the universe just keeps opening up for you. You understand what I'm saying? You have
mm-hmm.
you have answers, you have guidance, and you can also, you know, ask for inspiration. But try playing around with these lower chakras, the lower chakras in terms of your own creativity and manifesting. You know, think about if you're seeing, like, with your pelvis or seeing through your navel point, or the hara aspect is what they call it in Qigong. If you're thinking, you know, about something you want to create down there. For example, you know, if there's something that you would like, a car, a house, you know, a particular job, put it down there and coordinate it with your heart and see what happens. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and it is a very different way of thinking because...
Very different way.
You're so used to using our heads for those kinds of things.
Yeah,
but
your head isn't going to cut it.
No. Yeah, it does make sense, so what you're saying. Yeah.
So, you know, because above the heart, you know, we're pure spirit, really. Well, at least more spiritual in that way. So
yeah.
Down here, this is more connected to the earth. This is where we make things. So play with it. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring minds want to know. I want to hear all about it next week.
Well, something, interestingly enough, and it's always, like you said, when you connect, what I'm most excited about is this opening up to a whole new understanding how things work.
It's different, right?
In a realm that I had only... like, known about, it was not too far, but, you know, I heard about chakras, and I kind of knew where they were, but to actually know how to use them for manifestation or to tap into creativity, that is so exciting for me. And what I started to do this morning, based on just some, like, information that comes to me, was to start a journal to just write down when my intentions are manifested. And what's amazing is how quickly intentions are manifested. It's sometimes like little things, but almost in the same breath. And I'll give you an example. This morning was, I was getting ready to write just my little personal message from Francine, you know, the couple of sentences at the top. And I was thinking about, what do I want to say and how am I going to go about it? And in my mind I said, well, I should look through my inbox and look at examples of easings that I've received. So,
perfect.
Problem solved. I go to my inbox, and ding, a new email arrives from, you know, somebody I admire whose easing arrived in my inbox. And I said, oh, there it is. So the guidance that I was, you know, intending showed up instantaneously.
Yes, and you know when that happens, you are right on your path.
That's what I keep telling myself. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love it.
I started a journal, and so when things keep showing up because I intend them, I want to keep track of them.
Beautiful. That's great. Awesome. So, my ladies, I'm going to let you go. This has been fun.
Big hugs.
Big hugs to you both. And to everybody who's listening to the call after, I'll get some more stuff up on the site very, very soon.
And Donna, I enjoyed our time together tonight.
Oh, me too.
Barbara, all to ourselves.
Yeah. It's
a night. Catch up with you guys next week.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks, Maribeth.
Have a wonderful week. Happy,
you too.
Happy
bye-bye
Fourth.
Now.
Well, actually, you guys are Canadian. It doesn't
work
for
you. Yeah, we already had ours. But we'll celebrate tomorrow anyways.
Yeah.
Lots of love, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.